I know.
Can't get into it. I'm just going to prorate it. Right. Yeah. Find out how much per day costs me.
Worth every penny.
Oh, that's because they went to the Titanic thing.
Yeah.
And because you love her.
Yeah, this romantic music.
You notice she's happy.
She's beyond happy.
Yeah, sounds
sure, of course. But her car.
Good for you. Not until the very end of that conversation.
Not just any car, mind you.
Yeah.
Bought her a car for her birthday. Her birthday's not 3 weeks away, but what the hell. That's how I am.
She's euphoric.
Yep.
She loves and, that Saturn.
And I'm wondering now, we told the guys before the show, based on what we paid for the car, I estimate that she's going to be at this level of happiness. And I'm not an optimistic person by nature. I'm working on it. Like, she is great. I think she's happy like 4 days before she goes back to just realizing how much she hates me. So I think for 4 days.
You don't think it'll be longer than 4 days?
No, I think within 4 days I'll do something to piss her off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, right now I'm
reasonable.
Right now I'm golden because you know she's got the car. She got a great car. It's a great 50th birthday present.
Right.
Phone. Oh,
hello. Hello.
I'm not that happy.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, it was just a car.
Yeah. Oh, I beg to differ.
Yeah.
You know.
I could be happier.
Right. Well,
I could be happier. Tell that to the next Mr. Whatever your next husband's name is going to be. Because that's as far as it.
That's why I stay in shape, baby doll.
Okay.
All right.
You know, I guess it's officially worn off now.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, I didn't even get 3 days of goodwill out of that.
Not when you twist it like that.
How did I twist it?
Because, obviously, you've told your buddies. I mean, obviously, there was some, you know, it wasn't what you said on the air. It's what I know, the conversation that's gone on in the office before you went on the air.
And how do you know?
Because of the little snide, you know, comments and laughing and the little behind-the-scenes kind of remark.
I simply, the guys asked, I told them, and then they said, how long do you think it'll last with you being all giddy happy? And I said, I think 3 days.
Less than that.
Wow.
No, that's a 24-hour high.
Wow. That's expensive then. That's an expensive day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? If you had asked me, I would have given you the breakdown before you bought it. I would have told you how much you'd be paying an hour for my happiness.
Listen, I know you're eternally happy. You're just putting this on right now. You're just pretending to be this way. You think you're putting on a show.
I am happy, but not because I'm happy just with life, but not because of that car. I mean, the car is nice.
Okay, well, then let's return it.
It's okay with me.
No,
you're the one that insisted I get it.
Now the curtain will be pulled back.
Because you are now you were stressing over the birthday, and now the birthday is taken care of.
You bet it's taken care of. I mean, really, I had been worried about what to get my wife. The problem is solved.
So that's you had more relief with that than I did.
I was very relieved.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, what do you want me to say?
I don't want you to say.
What do you want me to say? Listen, here's the truth. I'm a hypocrite because on one hand, the truth is, and she won't say this, is a killer to say something nice about me. I am generous. I'm a generous son of a bitch. I don't care what you think about me listening on the radio. I'm a generous son of a bitch. She wanted this car. I said, go ahead. Your 50th birthday, go ahead.
First of all,
shoot for the moon. But it doesn't mean I'm not going
to
come to work and bitch to my friends about it.
It was your idea. That's really, it's really small to have a present that you come up with as your idea and then make it like I was greedy.
Well, now I didn't say you were greedy.
That's what you're making.
When did I never implied that you were greedy.
That's what you just implied.
I implied that we purchased you a birthday gift, and I said to my buddies,
was this gift?
Okay, well, the time for your birthday is now within 3 weeks. So,
right.
I'm kind of up against the wall. So, yeah, it was my idea. Because that's how we do it in this world. It's your 50th birthday. I'm going to get you a gift.
But it wasn't that I came to you and said I want this car.
Well, you'd mentioned the car before, though.
You mentioned cars you see too that you like on the road. People talk about stuff. I mentioned.
Honey, here's the deal. I'm allowed.
But I've mentioned men that I think are good looking. You don't go grabbing them up and bringing them home to me. I mean, it's just a nice looking car.
Yes, honey, listen, here's the thing. Yes, I got you the car, and I happily got you the car, and I hope you're happy with it, and I hope you have a great birthday. But I'm allowed to come to work and rag with the guys about it. I'm allowed to.
Why are you ragging?
Because. It's what we do.
It's what we do.
It's what we do.
Well, that's
what we do.
You know, here I thought you had the joy in giving it to me when actually you just wanted to shut me up.
No, I had to, you're so wrong about this.
If you're ragging on it, you know, why give something?
No. Ragging, maybe not the right word. It's funny, though. It's funny to come to work. Hey, where are you at? Hey, pal, you're not helping me out on this at all.
No, sir.
You know, it's funny to come to work and say, the guys say, how are they doing? I say, my wife's in a great mood.
Mm-hmm.
Got her this car for her birthday.
Yes.
And then it's
usually so bitchy and so unpleasant.
Hey, wait a minute. I was helpful. I was helpful in the whole car thing. I even talked about the car. So I helped in that regard.
Car.
There you go.
Yeah,
so I'm not helping right now.
I just said to the guys. You know,
I'm shutting up. I've demonstrated in my own life that I don't necessarily make good judgments in these situations. So I keep my mouth shut.
No, I think you're the one who brought it up, Mike.
What brought up?
Brought up this car thing right now.
Was it on the show? Yeah, I did.
Right.
Yeah, I did.
Did.
I did. I mean, not
and that's
verbally,
why
but I
said
did,
to you,
yeah.
Thanks for the help.
Yeah.
Because you kind of left me on this island.
Yeah,
and then I'm out here, you know, and it's like, okay, she's beating me over the head.
Right.
And you're just standing there watching me getting beaten over the head.
Yeah.
I've got other things to do, but thanks for your generosity. I'm glad you gave it with such a loving heart.
Come on now. You know I did. If you're being honest now,
I
did.
You are definitely not a stingy man. I always tell you that.
I'm not. I know you did.
I know.
And here's the joke. Okay, do I have to break down the joke for you? Here's the joke. You are in an exceptionally great mood, and who wouldn't be with a great gift?
That was the point.
I don't need your help right now, Mike.
I came in. All right.
I just had a nice afternoon with my mother.
See, I opened my mouth buzz, and I was in trouble right there. You see, I should have just shut up. I should have said yes sir, no sir.
And it had so nothing to do with the car, because as you know, her walker didn't fit in the car, and so we took the pickup truck, and I was still in a great mood.
Right.
Yeah.
All of this has nothing to do with what we're talking about on the radio. I said to the guys, they said, how does she like it? I said, she loves it. I said, I imagine I can buy myself 4 or 5 days of her thinking I'm a great guy. Mm-hmm. And I said, let's prorate that. How much am I paying a day?
Well,
what about that? Don't you get that that's a joke that guys make?
Okay, just FYI, that's not how I usually judge you on what kind of gifts. But I'm willing to.
That's not how you judge me on the gifts?
You think it is?
No, not at all.
You're right. You don't.
Okay, good. I'll be insincere, too. I don't.
Oh, now, come on.
Not at all.
This car is going to be the worst investment I ever made if you're going to be pissed at me already about this.
I'm not pissed. I'm fine. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. I got to go.
Hey, Mike, thanks.
What the hell do you want me to say? I don't know what to say right now. She got mad at me before.
Tell her you're sorry.
No effing way.
Please?
Sorry, Frida.
Hello?
She's gone.
Oh, don't matter.
What am I apologizing for?
I don't know.
What am I apologizing for?
I don't know.
Come on. We're making jokes.
I don't know. I think she's joking, too. You know. But that's the thing. I never
and
really know.
You know, how come whenever that happens, it's me? It's always me. It's never him.
Well, you know,
and he's it on this joke. And Rob's, Rob gets it, too. But it's always me.
You did kind of goad me into that.
Yeah,
I went along willingly.
You know? Yeah, I did. I did. But look. My observation was she was very, very happy.
Yeah.
I thought she was happy because of that car. That's what I thought.
And
it was
true.
Funny. And that's funny because we're all, incidentally, everybody's like that. In case she's wondering, everybody gets excited with something like that. And it gives you a little lift. And anybody that would deny that is full of it.
Funny breaking it down. How much was... am I paying per day?
It's a joke.
And now, my God, let's see, she's had the car for 19 hours?
Mm-hmm.
My God, that's a high hourly rate.
She's had it more than that, hasn't she?
No, I take it back. No, you're right.
Like 24 hours, right?
Yeah, maybe 24 now.
No.
24 hours.
Guys. Yeah. Okay, you know, come on. Can't put a price
she's,
on that.
She's a lady that's got a gift, okay? There's no need to get all worked up over it.
Shut up.
What do you want me to say? Talk about a no-win. I sometimes live in a no-win.
Yeah.
And I know you live with her, but I mean, you love her and you live with her. I'm just over here trying to survive.
How you doing today?
I've been on the other side of
her. All you did just step on that landmine for me today.
I know.
You know, the whole car thing.
I had her talking about
24, for God's sake.
I got repair work, you know. I'm trying to always, like, catch up to Buzz. And I got, you know what? And over the course of the last 6 months, I think I need to do more repair work. So I'm basically over here just being, you know, being quiet.
Hello.
Hey, Don. I've been right where you have been, where you go over and above in the money department, and you think you're going to be golden for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you where I made the mistake and where you made the mistake. The golden time ends when you mention it.
What's your name, sir? What's your first name?
Mike.
Mike, what are you talking about?
Okay.
That guy had it right.
No, we got it.
That guy had it right. Hello, Don and Mike.
I guess so.
Hello.
Hello. Whatever you guys say.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Oops. All right. I'll tell you that one.
Listen, you know, I know that I'm not married currently, but I was married twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I can never understand what you're talking about.
Hello.
Because I've never been in a situation like
that. I just want to apologize to Frieda for you guys as a listener for the part I took place in that.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice.
And understand when I asked you to apologize.
If I was an insensitive guy, I would say they're all like that. But I'm not going to say that. Good for you.
Mike. I know you're not like that.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
I know my wife isn't like that.
I would say, you know.
Mike O'Meara.
Really.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. What do you want from me right now?
Don't you think we're okay right now?
We're done here.
Do you think we're okay?
Hello.
We're just kind of feeling our way along.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Don, of course Frieda judges you by the gifts you give her.
Of course she does. What woman
does?
If you would have,
she said that she didn't, but that's her just being, she's denying it.
Of course. That's why.